ABC Listen.
From Arallosaurus to Arinoceratops and Piccolopleuron to Protohadros, we are back for another Jurassic Jostle in the greatest race of all time. Welcome to the Dino Time! Each week, two Mesozoic monsters compete to reach the finish line first. But it's not so simple. The dome transforms for each and every race. Will our competitors duke it out through tropical rainforests, mystical mountains, or spooky cemeteries? Anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala, and as always, I'm joined by your favourite paleontologist, Tim Richards.
G'day, domers. The atmosphere is dynamite.
Let's get ready to roar!
Hailing from late Jurassic Germany, this winged reptile is the size of a poodle, with a wingspan as wide as a car. She looks like a reptilian seagull with a long tail. Ramp it up for Ramparincus! Also soaring in, this famous flapper from Jurassic Germany is the size of a large crow, with a wingspan the length of a cricket bat. She looks like a primordial pelican. Roar some more, the pterodactylus!
Pterodactyl us? I think the announcer got it wrong. She means pterodactyl, right?
Actually, no. Pterodactyl is not the correct name. It never has been. There are many pterosaurs, of course, but there's no species called pterodactyl.
I can't believe we've been saying it wrong this whole time. Let's call pterodactylus here Terra. She's so cute. Much smaller than I thought she'd be. And what about Ramphorhynchus? Let's call her Rammy.
Rammy is from a more ancient group of pterosaurs, known for their relatively big heads and tails.
Like Dimorphodon.
Oh, precisely. Terra and Rammy are very evenly matched.
But if you had to tip a winner...
I'd say Rammy. She's slightly bigger and has sharp teeth that could come in handy, depending on where they race.
Let's find out.
Oh, it's cold in here.
There must be some llamas in the atmosphere.
I think we're in the Andes, the famous South American mountain range.
And it looks like there's some buildings made from stone, but they're kind of old and deserted. Are they ruins?
The ancient city of Machu Picchu.
Wow. A high-altitude course for our high flyers. Looks like our racers will start on one side of the stone ruins. They'll make their way through the ancient city to a treacherous cliff drop and fly down to an alpine river where the finish line waits on the other side.
Let's get to it.
And before you stop me, Tim, I know they're not dinosaurs. All pterosaurs are flying reptiles.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Ooh, come on, they're waiting for us at the starting line.
On your marks.
Get set.
Reptiles go!
And they're off their perches. Both racers have enough room to fly right now. Things are going to get tight when they enter the ruins.
Yes, the course looks like it takes them through winding stone passages. Terra is smaller, so she might be able to fit, but I'm not so sure about Rammy.
Whoa! Rammy just gnashed her teeth at Terra. Those are some sharp chompers she's got. They're like needles, and they all stick out of her mouth at different angles.
Yes, we think they acted like a cage to trap small, wriggly prey inside her mouth.
She doesn't eat other pterosaurs, does she?
More likely small fish. Rammy's a bit like a prehistoric pelican.
A bushy pelican? They're flying wing to wing and approaching a high stone passageway. The opening is like a narrow doorway. There's only room for one pterosaur at a time through there.
Someone's going to have to bail out.
Whoa!
Terra's going down!
But Rammy's too wide to fit. She's going to hit the brick. Wow! Rammy flipped her body sideways to get her wings through the passageway. And she's now climbing along the stone wall.
We think Rammy would have been an excellent climber. She's using her clawed fingers and toes to get a good grip on the bricks.
Yeah, there are cracks between the stones too. She's having no trouble holding on, even though she's almost upside down.
Incan innovation. The ancient Inca people who built Machu Picchu didn't use mortar, the sticky stuff that holds bricks in place. They cut the stone pieces so perfectly they could fit them together like puzzle pieces.
Terra's up and running on all fours. She's pretty quick too.
Oh yes, new research shows many pterosaurs were adapted to life on the ground and in the sky.
Terra's scuttling along closely behind Rammy as they move deeper into the ruins. It's getting dark in there and the passage is winding. Can they see what's ahead?
Rammy, yes. Terra, no.
Careful in there, Terra.
We think Rammy's nocturnal, so her eyes are well suited to seeing in the dark, unlike Terra, who got around during the day.
Follow the light, Terra! Oh, she's taken off and is flapping through the passage right past Rammy.
She's out!
Holy Hoyangosaurus! It's a giant bird monster! Look out!
No, no. The Inca people worship the condor, a huge predatory bird of the Andes. This is a statue of their god. It's made of stone.
Terra is terrified. She can't tell the difference. She's hiding behind a rock.
And here comes Rammy.
She spotted the condor too, and she's going straight for it. Is she scrapping with the statue?
Well, it's possible. She's thrashing her tail and extending her wings to full size.
Maybe she's making herself look bigger. An intimidation tactic.
Unless it's a mating ritual?
Whatever it is, it's working. The condor's shaking in its boots.
It's an earthquake!
Oh no! And the racers are surrounded by loose stones. This is about to get squishy.
Well, actually, the Inca didn't use mortar for this exact reason. Earthquakes are common here, and having loose stones means that they can shake and fall back into place safely without the whole structure coming down.
Ouch!
Of course, there's always bound to be some debris.
Both Terra and Rammy have taken wing. They're dodging stones left and right. These are some serious flying skills.
Oh, yes. Pterosaur wings are more than just flaps of skin. They're covered in a network of muscles, ligaments and tendons so they can adjust the tension and shape of their wings mid-flight. It gives them incredible agility.
I'll say, Terra is ducking and weaving around these ruins like a winged acrobat. She's way out in front.
Yes. Terra is at an advantage here. She's smaller and more lightweight than her older cousin. We think smaller pterosaurs were more likely to be constant flappers, giving them more flexibility in the air, as opposed to the larger soaring species that couldn't muster the energy for non-stop flapping.
The earthquake has settled. The pair have made it through the ancient citadel and are approaching the cliff.
Terra should go easy here.
Why? Look at her go! She's so speedy! She's way ahead of Rammy!
Yeah, but that cliff is steep! She's really gotta time this, otherwise...
Otherwise what? It's not a leap of faith! She can fly! What's the problem?
High altitude updraft!
Whoa! A gust of wind has shot Terra into the stratosphere! What happened?
Well, like we said earlier, pterosaurs have to be lightweight to fly. They have hollow bones, just like the birds of today. Terra is only about the size of a chicken, and these mountain winds are powerful. When she hit the updraft with her wings outstretched, they filled with air and
catapulted her into the clouds.
Yep.
Oh no, Rammy's approaching the edge now. Look out!
It's okay. I reckon she's got this.
She's almost there. Be careful or you'll float off like Mary Poppins.
Oh, beautiful.
She's taken a wide arc around the updraft and is swooping down toward the lake. How did you know?
This is very familiar terrain for our flying friend. Rammy would have lived near water, maybe even coastal cliffs, soaring on thermals and gliding on coastal winds to hunt for fish down below.
She's circling down to the Alpine Lake. She just needs to cross over it, and the finish line is on the other side. Anyone got eyes on Terra?
Is that a condor?
Did the pterosaurs summon an Incan god?
No, this is the creature that inspired the statue. It's a native species of vulture, the Andean condor. It's one of the largest predatory birds in the world.
And it's got Terra in its talons.
Oh no, this is highly unusual. Normally they prefer to eat carrion.
Well, it's carrion, Terra, all the way to tea time. Does Terra have any defences?
Flying away would usually be her exit strategy.
The condor's reached the Alpine Lake. She's flying over the water and right over the top of Rammy.
Rammy can see the condor's shadow. She's banking left to get away.
Rammy's way off course. Terra's an appetizer. This race is a disaster.
Terra's wiggling and snapping. That's it. Oh, unlike today's birds, she's got teeth in her beak.
Bite its bum, Terra.
Yes, she's going for the tail feathers.
The condor's wobbling.
Tail feathers are used for stability and control, but not to mention landing.
Winner!
The condor has thrown Terra over the finish line and flown away.
Wow. Well, that's one way to finish a race first.
Just book a ticket on Condor Airlines.
Anything goes.
And look, here comes Rammy. She's circled back now, the scary condor's out of sight.
I'll take the domers through an action replay while you head down for the trophy presentation. It was a high altitude event today with our racers flying through the ancient city of Machu Picchu. Rammy showed off her flying skills and Terra her flying agility before both were grounded by a huge stone statue of a condor. An earthquake shook them out of it, but an alpine updraft sent Terra off into the clouds. Rammy soared down towards the lake while Terra was plucked out of the skies by an Andean condor. Rammy steered clear of the vulture while Terra tussled with its talons before being thrown over the finish line in first place. How are things on the ground, Amanda?
Clear skies here, Tim. Rammy's taken off over the lake to do some fishing. And Terra, here's your trophy. You showed some real spirit trying to fight off that condor, mate.
Ooh, sounds like an aftershock. Amanda, stay low to the ground.
Oh no, I dropped the trophy in the lake. Hey, Rammy, can you dive for it? Rammy, hello? Yoo-hoo!
This might take a while. Join us next week for another round of the greatest race of all time. No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dino Dome, as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds were made by animals and people, including elephants, goats, honey badgers, and pugs. Yes, pugs.
Dino Dome is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app for free from your app store.